in any project of profession or your life, if you become satisfied, that means you are finished. If you are satisfied and still you want to grow further into perfection, then you will keep growing. And it is said that for the best player or for the best teacher or for the best professional, he is happy, he is progressing well. With his progress he is happy, but he is not happy with his, whether he has reached the ultimate or not. He is not happy with that. And because he is not happy, new stage of progress comes. There was no light before. People were happy. But Edison was not happy. He felt there should be light, I will find out. And then he found out, bulb. And then tube light came. And then CFL came. Then something else came. And then somebody felt I should communicate from distance with people. So Graham Bell invented telephone. If you are saying, there is no need of communication. Why I need to communicate with Bombay and Delhi? I have to meet and then communicate. Somebody felt, why need to have to train? We can go by bail gaadi every time. But somebody is unhappy. That's why bus came out. Car came out. Motorcycle came out. Train came out. Then, why go in 24 hours? So, flight came out. So, if somebody is happy in whatever he is doing, then he will not progress only. He is happy. So, there has to be some level of, not unhappiness, I am not saying unhappiness. There should be some desire for progress. I was just thinking while driving that Marathi mein ek shabd hai. Paripurna is a dhyas. Dhyas means what in English? Ambition. Ambition for perfection in life, you know. Although you are good, you are not bad. But there is an ambition for perfection. And for a person who is ambitious for perfection, can never become stagnant. He cannot become, ek jagah rukega nahi wo. He will keep progressing. Because he has a very wonderful, visible, perfect target in front of him. It's also visible, it's not confusing, it's clear. So he is treading on that path. So you tell me, according to you, what is the ideal school?